So Humanity First is an international NGO. Our head offices, our international head offices are here based in Surbiton. We concentrate on many different areas. We were formed, I would say we were registered as a charity back in 1995 during the Balkan crisis, which is why our founder at the time formed the charity, and we sent aid convoys into the crisis directly. So as a result of that, when we kind of got a footing for what we're doing, we extended the scope of the charity. So now we're established in over 53 countries. We work in all six continents, and we have about eight confirmed projects which we look after around knowledge, around provision of water. Disaster relief is a major area because that's how we started, kind of thing here, you know. Community care and various other projects, global health as well. So we're building hospitals in sub-Saharan Africa, building water wells, renovating some of the water wells that have broken over a period of time as well, providing education in terms of and also to make the classrooms, for example, in Africa, specifically we're talking about in Africa and in southern India as well, where we're renovating a lot of the classrooms just to make them a better place for the students to go. So we were very lucky in the sense that we already had volunteers on the ground. So in fact, the first five or six of our volunteers on the team were from Palu, with the affected area, and in fact the victims of the earthquake, the tsunami itself. So they were, we were able to start a kitchen very quickly over there with the small team that was there. Another team has just joined them today, about 17 other people, and basically around medics. So a medical team is over there at the moment. We've set up camps in two villages just outside of Palu, in the southern part of, just south of Palu, where we've, to date, this morning, I would say we probably treated about 67 people, because there's a lot of disease which is going to spread now, you know, the way that the catastrophe is. The waterborne diseases, which spread very quickly, food and shelter are the three main things that we've come across at the moment. It's what the authorities are saying is the main thing that we need to focus on at the moment, and we're able to deliver that. What we're doing here in the United Kingdom and in other major countries of the world is to support that effort through fundraising. And we've set up, if you go to uk.humanityfirst.org/donate, you'll see the page where you can donate towards the cause. It's one of those issues there. You can't just throw some money at it now and then walk away. It's a long-term project. The rehabilitation of the people is definitely a long-term thing. And at the moment, we're not able to send anyone over there, even our own team of medics, because the authorities don't want any foreigners there to kind of help. So like I said, we're very lucky. We're only among a few other NGOs that are physically on the ground over there. The second team that's arrived, they've had to endure a long 20-hour drive to get there, and that's only been possible since the authorities have opened up the gates a little bit, and that the travelling there has been, it's been very dangerous for them as well. So the safety situation, the security situation, only until that was really confirmed by the authorities will be able to send people over there. But I mean, they're dealing with, I mean, there's rubble everywhere. I've seen some of the pictures and videos which they've sent over. The devastation is very, very real, and what you see in the news is just a part of it, really.